Right. So, on the very last topic we can talk about, which is full
here
on
we
fuel.
Go, here we go.
So, if anybody has been realizing or noticing, every time when we are about to say spoilers, we at least give a disclaimer because we want to give a little bit of a so-called respect, like, you know, for people who actually are into it and they don't want to spoil their experience, so to speak. So now, my question to you, what is your feelings towards people who have no disregard on spoiling everything and making your experience like now you cannot get excited on watching and experiencing it yourself?
Honestly, they are just the scum of the earth.
Elaborate.
You know, okay, you see, the thing is, when it comes to people who love spoiling movies, TV shows, and whatnot, others, the worst, I mean, the thing is, you have already spoiled it for everybody, you know, knowing the fact that now social media is a very strong platform to, like, you know, promote anything, do anything, show anything, you know. And you blatantly do it without any fucking remorse. And after that, if people question you, you'll be like, oh, it's just a spoiler. You know, why are you making such a big fuss about it? Yeah. No,
that,
you fucking chibai.
That gets me, man, all the time, man. Oh my God. That answer.
The one that, okay, one what happened is there's this particular individual that we all know who he or she is. Avengers Endgame and Game of Thrones were out around the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We have our dear Mr. Tony Stark that decides to leave us and the MCU by dying in Avengers Endgame. Some asshole decides to post it on social media and say that, oh, Rob Stark dies, Ned Stark dies, nobody cries. But when Tony Stark dies, the whole world cries. And it was on the same fucking day that I'm supposed to go and watch Avengers Endgame.
And
I saw that damn post.
And it was on your newsfeed, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, yes. And the thing is, not only on my Facebook newsfeed, it was an Insta story. It was...
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, he posted on his Insta story as well. So I got really, really upset. So I went into the cinema of telling myself, like, shit, I know what's going to happen. So watching it, when the thing happens, it didn't hit me as hard as how it should. But I think if I didn't know that he was going to die, I think it would hit me really, really hard.
Harder,
yeah.
Yeah, understandable, like...
And this piece of shit... Not only did he spoil Avengers Endgame, he has been spoiling Game of Thrones Season 8 the whole fucking time.
Oh my goodness.
US released Game of Thrones Sunday night for them, which is Monday morning for us, which is working time for us.
Yep.
And this bitch-ass guy... doesn't have to work or I don't know what. He lives in Singapore. He seems to be super fucking free. He decides to spoil it. Every Monday he decides to spoil it. And the thing is, I used to think like, shit, am I the only one? Then I heard from you. I heard from another friend, Subhash. Mm-hmm. And everybody say that it's the same fucking idiot has been spoiling this thing for. So the next logical thing that to do is to remove him from my social media because he obviously don't respect people's appreciation for, you know, TV series and movies and all. So he can be the nicest. You can be the nicest guy ever, but if you are a little weasel and decides to spoil something for me or anyone else, you might as well just die in hell and have fun with the devil. It's been something that's been, you know, inside for a really long time, so...
I hope you have your release.
Yes, I definitely had my release. I think it would be even worse if, I keep going at it. Controlling myself.
but to be honest, apart from this individual that you and I have come across, it's pretty rampant, lah. Like, some people just could not stop themselves. Or even consider others, would selfish be the correct word?
Selfish and ignorant, I guess.
Mm.
I mean, the thing is, you know, sometimes not everyone have the you know, the time to just like, oh, you know, this thing is out, let's go do it, that kind of thing. Even now, you know, Stranger Things season 3, you know, I haven't really got the chance to like sit down and watch it because so many TV series that's backlog and I need to finish it. So, you know, it really boils down to individual. I mean, if you really respect everybody's you know, like fascination for TV series and all,
enjoyment in the end,
you know, like example, like for Sonam, my wife, she, Game of Thrones is really like her go-to you know, for like to comfort her or to something that she really enjoys. Like, you know, for me it can be like my band, my music and all. So to spoil something like that for a person who appreciates the show as such is really disgusting. And the thing is, to make it as if like, oh, you know, it's nothing, it makes it even worse. You know what I mean? So yeah, if anyone listening to this, if you decide to be a fucking dumbass and decides to, you know, spoil something, please think twice.
I suppose like I have come across posts where like there are people who just blatantly spoil things and just leak out information just like that. And then there are those who try their best not to spoil too much, but actually amp you up to make you excited to watch. I appreciate those people who actually try their best to not spoil too much. But they know and respect enough that if their friends were to saw that post, they feel hyped, and then they like actually look forward and then experience the what they are about to watch themselves. And I really give thanks to people who actually make that effort. But I don't know if I am at the same anger level as you are right now, but I'm pretty sure from what you said, I'm sure you had to endure that I don't know how long. But because I did saw the Avengers one was a bit later, the post I saw a bit later, but the Game of Thrones one I saw. Like literally barely a day went by. Something really posted because I look at the time, I was like, oh wow, this fella, okay. If it's like a week after the episode still okay. I still wouldn't appreciate reading something like that, but whatever, like a week passed by, okay lah. But some people just cannot resist. I don't know, is it a psychological thing, like they want to be the center of like, Denny. I'm the one with the information. Look, like people just can't stop themselves from doing that. So your most
I honestly think it's a sickness.
So your most
that no medication can cure.
Yeah, your solution or medication towards that thing is just unfriend and
just die. That's all. There's no medication or anything that can save her.
Right, so like the Avengers thing was that got you triggered for sure. But
was that was like the last straw for me. I mean, before that, the Control ones were fine, but the Avengers one, like, I'm not done with this shit.
But what before that was, do you can you recall anything? It's up to that level of spoilers for you, like years back or what? Have you ever encountered something like that?
I mean, over the years, definitely, you know, because we have come to an age where social media, like I said, is a very strong platform, and everybody is just a keyboard warrior trying to beat their chest and like, hey, look at me, kind of thing, you know, attention seeking and whatnot. The example of the guy that we know, is just one of it. You know, there are probably millions of them out there doing the same thing as well. But I guess it's pretty hard to avoid such thing. But I mean, if you can avoid, you avoid. If you can't avoid, then deal with it.
Yeah, the most drastic thing you can do is just stay off internet the whole day. Then that one, like,
you see, that's the funny thing is, we have come to a point in time that we cannot go offline. You know what I mean?
Unless you're so busy at work, then probably you won't look at your phone. So
yeah, exactly. But even though, like, nowadays, like, sometimes unknowingly, unconsciously, you know, just like flip our spoiler. That's it. You know, kind of thing.
Some random jackass on his Insta story, like, oh my god, this guy.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you had that a lot.
So many men. I should remove so many of these.
But I don't know, like, some of them, I guess, like, I can't say for sure, like, how long have they, like for example, watched Game of Thrones, but they are in there for the hype train. That even annoys me more, man.
Yeah, exactly. That is another group of people that actually annoys the shit out of me. First, people who spoils like movies and all. Second, people who jump on the hype train. Like, you know, they don't really know shit about, like okay, let's use Game of Thrones as an example. You know, I've known of this person that were actually like, oh, you know, I'm gonna catch up on Game of Thrones, next thing you know. Like, the person act as if like she or he, you know, knows every single bit about the show. But the thing is, you know that the person is just another one that it jumps on the hype train.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like he will come up, the person will just come up to you and be like, hey, have you watched it yet? Hey, have you done it yet? That, you know, that kind of people annoys the fuck out of me.
For those who are like listening right now, I mean, let's be clear. We're not trying to be on the high horse, like we are the representation. It's not that. It's just that, like, for me and Fias, we like, even in our like close circle of friends, we are both the ones that talk mostly on the show because we like the show a lot.
And even
Sonam, Fias' wife, is like really avid viewer of the show. So, like, in a sense, we kind of like understand like why we like it. Like, like, there are certain aspects of the show where it makes us like want to know the story development and all that stuff, like the lore, and all that. So it's like not trying to be on a high horse. It's just that we love the show. It's a show to watch where we put a little bit of a passion in it. Some people put more. Some people put a certain amount of passion to it. Then every aspect is what they look out for. That's what we do. So for people who suddenly like in it for about a week, a month, and then suddenly like, oh, now the show's over, then suddenly no news. So
exactly.
So like, unfortunately, every show has it. Every movie, even
every
Marvel
movie, every TV series, everything, they have kind of people out there as well.
Yeah, it just happens. It annoys us.
Annoys the shit out of me.
But I guess like season 8 got a bit of ups and downs. More downs than up. I don't know about you, but...
You know what? We're going to have one episode that we purely talk about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, sure. I look forward to it. I don't know. I feel that season 8 should have a bit more episodes. Because the 8 episodes, I don't think was enough.
I felt that, yeah, I mean, it wasn't a good closure.
Yeah, that's the word I would agree with you.
Yeah, it wasn't a good closure at all. Like, at the end of it, you don't feel satisfied.
Mm. But that battle was, I think, definitely the most favorite out of the whole season. I think that was the only the anti-climax. Mm. The part where the Night King fell.
Oh, yeah.
Slightly abrupt. So, but yeah, let's save it for another time. But
I mean, the thing is, I know that we are talking about spoiler idiots now, but.
Mm.
Game of Thrones, you know, like if they wanted to end it in a really fast, abrupt way, I think in recent years, like the past year or so, the one TV series that I know ended really fast, but they did it okay. I mean, they did it well. Was Ash vs. Evil Dead?
That lasted about was it 3 seasons or was it 2 seasons?
Three seasons. Yeah.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. So that actually, like, even the third season, you know and you feel that it's rushed, but they rush it in a way that they end it properly. You know what I mean? So after the last episode, Ash vs. Evil Dead, I didn't feel good. I mean, I felt like, oh, you know, you're going to miss the whole Bruce Campbell, groovy.
He's old, man.
Xenobites and whatnot, but they ended. They gave a proper send off, like. But this one.
But the Deadites are still creepy as shit, man.
Yeah.
Like that
white. This is Xenobites.
Yeah, Xenobites is Hellraiser.
Oh shit!
Wow, the new Hellraiser. Oof.
Oh yeah.
Oof.
We'll talk about it also.
So I need to understand.